This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The House votes on one version of extending the Bush tax cuts.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. In Washington today, Congress is expected to vote on a bill that would extend tax cuts passed during the Bush administration. Today's Democratic proposal would extend those cuts only for those making under $250,000 a year. Republicans, such as Michigan Congressman Dave Camp, told Marketplace this morning it's a political stunt.
This vote today is one they could have had for months, frankly, and we know it's not going anywhere in the Senate. The reason there wasn't a vote before the election is because they knew the Senate wouldn't do it, and it's a very restricted vote. If we could actually have a vote on not raising taxes on any American, I think that bill would pass with bipartisan support.
Michigan Congressman Dave Camp, who, by the way, is the ranking member of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee. The current chairman of that committee is another Michigan congressman, Democrat Sander Levin, and he's with us now to talk about the vote. Congressman, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
So the House is voting today on tax cuts, Republicans calling it a political stunt. They say they want tax cuts for everyone, even though those earning more than $250,000. Why not allow a vote on that?
The Republicans essentially want to keep those tax cuts hostage until there is exactly the same action on upper income tax cuts. And we today are freeing the middle income tax cuts from a Republican hostage. That's what this is all about.
Tomorrow, sir, is the big vote on that deficit reduction package that's been proposed by the commission, the Bipartisan Deficit Commission. We have some early bipartisan support, perhaps, for the proposal that raises some taxes and cuts some benefits. Do you support a proposal like that?
I wouldn't vote for that package as it is now because it's necessary to move on deficit reduction. But they have some propositions there that are not wise. I think we need to reform the tax code, but they would suggest doing so in a way that would very much hurt home ownership, that would hurt state and local governments, that would undermine health care reform. So I would not vote for that today. I think we need to step up to the plate on deficit reduction. That doesn't mean their proposals should be endorsed across the board.
We've been seeing car sales, sir, on the mend. You represent a part of Michigan. What's your feeling about what's going on in the auto industry?
A good feeling. This administration stood up for the auto industry, made it essential that it continue, and it's showing its merits. It was one of the best investments we ever made. Otherwise, there would have been hundreds of thousands of people thrown out of work.
Congressman Sander Levin from Michigan, thank you, sir.
Thanks.
A healthcare think tank today has a report out that says the new healthcare law could save people money over time. From Washington, here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
The Commonwealth Fund report says health insurance premiums went up an average of 41% over the past 6 years. The report says the new health care law could slow the growth of premiums because states can challenge rate hikes. Kathy Shane is a co-author of the study.
It really gives every insurance commissioner in every state the authority to look at and ask, what are the reasons for these increases? Can they be moderated?
But states aren't required to review premium hikes. The health care law does mandate health insurance exchanges in 2014. They could lower prices because they'll increase competition. But Harvard health economist Amitabh Chandra says any savings will be short-lived.
In the long run, spending will continue to go up because insurers are forced to cover every new shiny medical technology that comes along.
Chandra says premiums won't go down substantially until we face difficult choices, like whether everyone is covered for everything. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The markets are higher right now. The S&P up about 0.75%. Same for the Dow, up 73 points right now at 11,329. The NASDAQ up about 0.5%. First-time claims for jobless assistance rose last week. The number of people seeking unemployment benefits for the first time was up by 26,000. But there's some good news in those numbers. The four-week moving average, considered a better job barometer, keeps falling. Global markets are higher at the moment.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. And by MassMutual, offering Save the Game, a financial literacy app for children designed for iPod Touch and iPhone, available on the App Store. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Today, the Australian airline Qantas threatened to sue jet engine maker Rolls-Royce. The legal moves stem from a scary incident last month. An engine on a Qantas flight from Singapore to Sydney blew out in midair, forcing that plane into an emergency landing. From London, Christopher Worth reports on how the legal concerns could hurt more than just Rolls-Royce.
The problems could spread throughout the industry. Jason Adams is an analyst with the investment bank Nomura. He says Airbus may have to rethink plans for its new fuel-efficient mid-size plane, the A350, which will rely on Rolls-Royce engines. It could also spell trouble for the A380, the same super jumbo jet that suffered the blowout.
The real Airbus concern is that half of their A380 deliveries scheduled for 2011 have Rolls-Royce engines.
And it could be problematic for Airbus's American rival, Boeing. 40% of its new 787 Dreamliners are expected to use Rolls-Royce engines. It should be noted the engine maker Rolls-Royce does not make the cars of the same name. Qantas is in negotiations with Rolls-Royce to reach a settlement. Adams says the engine maker is expected to compensate the airline for having to ground its planes, but Qantas says it's taking all these early legal steps in case it's unhappy with the Rolls-Royce offer. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
By the way, we got word today the body that oversees the World Cup announced that Russia will host the 2018 Games. Qatar was selected as host of the 2022 Games. Finally, the Treasury Department's Inspector General says prison inmates have claimed more than $130 million in tax refunds. This report says the IRS should investigate the money paid to thousands of inmates. Taxman says it's hard to determine which returns are legit because some prisoners' families do work. As for the inmates, though, how much tax can you collect on cigarettes and plastic silverware? In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Even if the UN climate summit in Cancun comes up empty, local governments are trying to do what domestic and international politicians can't.
I would say the bigger impact of cities is really in this rethinking of how to deal with the issue of climate change and going beyond relying on national government.
I'm Tess Vigeland. Does acting locally add up? That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.